Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Miles, Happy I'm Christmas. just getting in the spirit here. You ready?
Yeah.
There's nothing like Christmas songs in Spanish. Those are so sexy, aren't they?
Oh, is that Spanish?
Yeah, that was Spanish.
Oh, I didn't even pick up. I was just going to ask you what that was. I was like, oh. It's interesting, but I couldn't even pick up the Spanish part of it. I was like, oh.
Here's the English version. Oh, Jingle Bells. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. Yeah, that was.
All right, cool. Santa, I've had enough of you.
Yeah.
He's got to finish up here on the floor, so I have to hear it in the background.
That's funny. I've been in like in this Christmas mood all week.
Have you really?
And I kind of...
Doing your annual Christmas shoplifting with your children, you little Fagin to their Oliver Twist, or what?
No, I was kind of thinking about you and me.
Okay.
And our on-again, off-again, 20-year friendship. And
no, wait, hey, wait a minute now.
And...
All right, wait, I got to stop you right there. On again, off again?
Well, okay, it's really been on, I guess.
I was going to say, I've been your friend since college. I don't think there was
that's
an off
That's about 20
again.
Years, so I thought I would write you a song.
Well, I think that that's not the off again part.
And it's a platonic song.
I'm not your friends from, up in northern Illinois, those people that, you know, shun you and don't want to talk to you. So
They have divorced me, that is true, yes.
I've always been here.
I wrote two songs.
Oh, all right. Let's hear it then. Cascabel.
It was written in Plutonic Love.
I don't know if I really... Okay. Now you're crossing the line already.
it's written to the tune of Joy to the World.
All right.
Let's just
get this over with. I feel like I'm just about ready to make some kind of bad drug deal where I get anally raped or something.
I wrote three verses to this, okay? So.
I just listen. Are we going to hear all three, or what's the...
Can I sing all three?
Oh, all right, go ahead.
We'll see how it goes, okay?
Yeah, I'll stop you if I've had enough.
Is Bob a boy or a girl? We just can't tell. We'll have to see how he pees. His blue jeans are all king-sized. He has smooth, hairless thighs, and his breath smells like onion rings, and his breath smells like onion rings, and his breath smells like onion rings. Bob hurt his knee when he was in school. He also has a problem with intimacy. He hates jury duty. He's too uppity to watch Judge Judy, and his breath smells like onion rings, and his breath smells like onion rings, and his breath smells like onion rings. Last verse.
All right.
Bob kicks some ass in Scholastic Bowl. His mom killed his dog. He makes fries in a bag. It makes his belly sag. And his breath smells like onion rings. And his breath smells like onion rings. And his breath smells like onion rings.
Well, very nice.
Thank you.
I don't know where the friendship part of that was.
I put like the good and the bad, like you winning Scholastic Bowl. Like when
yeah.
You were, like, back in the day. But then like the bad, like your mom killing your dog.
Yeah, my mom did kill my dog. You're right. That was,
so I'd throw it up like that. You
it's
know,
a little
like,
painful bringing it back up again. It was the wintertime, you know, which killed the dog. So
I know. So anyway, that was just from me to you. So.
Yeah, and evidently my breath smells like onion rings.
Yeah.
So
I thought you liked onion rings. I guess I don't know.
I do.
Yeah.
Usually the worst part of my onion ring eating is not my breath. I'll put it
your
that
farts.
Way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had that problem too, actually.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, I just wanted
very
to...
nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope you liked
it. I must have took you like all day at work one day this last week.
I was at work. Composing this at work. Yeah. It was in the afternoon. It didn't take all day, though. I was trying to work
in
that.
Let's keep this onion ring theme going on there.
I was just trying to work in that part where you get, like, free shit out of machines all the time.
And oh, yeah, it's true.
That had been like a fourth verse. I didn't want to continue on.
Let's see. That lucky bastard, he has the touch. Free pinball game every time he plays. There you go.
I feel like I cheated you by not putting that in there. Though.
Yeah, you did, because that's a big positive, you know.
Oh.
I won, like, I was just to see. It's probably been within the month. Maybe it's been 6 weeks. But yeah. I was at the local pizza joint, and they have a pinball machine, and I got, like, three free games. For the first game I got, I walked up to it, and somebody left a credit on there.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And then I play it, and then I match, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then my kids want to play, so we put some quarters in it anyway, and then I match again.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid for, like, maybe two games, and I played five.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And my wife was my mom because she was yelling at me.
Mommy.
she's you know, wanting to get us out of there. She's like, hurry up. I go, I got another free game. And I think I even left a free game. So, yeah. So it was a good night. It was a good night.
You're doing your Dennis Hopper from Blue Velvet or something.
No, I do have quite a bit of luck there in that.
Area.
Yeah, you kind of skimped on that. Maybe that should have been the chorus. You know what I mean?
Eddie
always wins the free game. Eddie always wins the free game.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, the onion ring thing. Although I had onion rings this last week, but I was going out of town, and so I ate them when I was leaving town, so that way I was by myself. I just farted in the car all the way to Columbia. So.
Because then I was trying to work in, like, the stolen Domino's bag you had.
That's right. I did not steal that. That was left.
The anonymous bathroom sex you had once, I was going to work that in.
It wasn't anonymous. I knew exactly.
Well, for her, it was.
Who I was.
I think the roofie was involved or something.
No, you know? No, it was not.
But
yeah, I really liked the Pat reference there at the beginning. That's nice.
Well, I hope you liked it. I'm sorry, you know. I thought 20 years, you know, somebody.
If you got that written down, could you actually type it up and put it on the type it up, and I'll excerpt that piece, and we'll just have it be its own post, okay?
Okay, yeah. All right.
You gotta send me the lyrics. I don't want to sit there and try to transcribe it.
I did it Beatles style. I just wrote it on the back of an envelope, you know. Just a hospital bill I have here. And
I don't want to do my work. I'm just going to sit here and write a song. I'll write a song about a fat bastard I've known for a while. And let me tell you, he loves the onion rings. Speaking to that, what kind of onion rings do you like? Do you like the onion rings that are the whole onion? Or do you like the bits of onion? Or do you like the big, big onion rings? Or the smaller onion rings?
The only time I really have them is at the King, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love the Burger King onion rings.
Those give me stinky farts afterwards.
Oh, my gosh. The worst.
Yeah. I don't know what that's due to, but, man, yeah.
I love those, but those are usually not whole onions. And those, I like the chopped ones. To be honest, the cheaper, the more cheap and the better for me. I don't like those ones that are like, you know, the real onion slices where they're all different sizes, you know.
Or they're like still gooey. Like,
yeah, really? No, they gotta be. You know.
Yeah.
Flash frozen and boiled in oil, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are just delicious. Although, I do like the onion straws. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had those?
No.
Well, first time I had it was a Casey Masterpiece. You ever have a Casey Masterpiece?
That's a barbecue, isn't it?
Yeah, but they have the onion straws.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they're delicious.
No.
Yeah, they're good.
Mmm.
Delicious.
Yeah.
But those are real onions. They like take a potato peeler to an onion or something. I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Thank you. Thank you. You're a regular virtuoso there. Now, if you just actually knew how to write music, you could actually have an original composition. But
I'm thinking about learning guitar, actually. Yeah.
You're a regular Barry Manilow without the skills there, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but yeah, thanks. You know.
That means you're very femme, and... And you sing obvious lyrics. That's what it means.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Very fun. Wow.
Yeah, that's what it means.
I wasn't expecting that, but I was like, wow, thank you.
Exactly.
I don't know what to say. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Wow.
Well, I'm keeping my hair cut shorter now because it's falling out, so I probably look less like a woman nowadays than I used to. So.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when I was in my long-haired, skinny days, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't get my ass felt up more, to be honest with you. But,
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of information there. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't have any Cavariches, uh-huh. You know, but...
Hey, screw you, man.
But those Lee jeans, you know... On my thin frame, thin yet supple, had meat all in all the right places. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, you thought this was uncomfortable before, man. Now it's really getting extremely awkward. Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard when you have a hotter ass than your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Awkward.
Well, I guess I'll tell a story after all this here.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do that.
All right, so this week we were kind of running around doing stuff and had to go up to Decatur for the afternoon to do some work. And then we decided to come back rather than spend the whole weekend because we had just been there for Thanksgiving. And on the way in back home, we're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to get a pizza, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get a movie, you know,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to do all this stuff and then take it home and have this kind of pizza movie thing night going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I, and my wife can attest to this, whenever we get within range of the house, like within about 20 miles,
mm-hmm.
15 miles in the countdown, I need to know, like, you know, what's going to happen. It's like... it's like the Dirty Dozen, you know what I mean? Donald Duck goes over the fence, you know what I mean? I need to have that whole kind of thing laid out for me. You ever see the Dirty Dozen?
Yeah, I'm just trying to follow your story here, I guess. I'm not trying to...
Oh, okay.
I'm not quite getting the ha-ha funny part of this yet.
Well,
I'm like, okay, just go ahead. I'm trying to follow.
So I'm like, okay, so what happened was we were just about out of gas, so we had to add a third thing to this. So we had to get gas, get mm-hmm. the pizza, and get a movie, right?
Right.
Well, the thing was, we didn't know the number for the pizza place. So we stop in, put our order in, right?
Right.
And then I'm taking, and then the idea was the kids were just going to stay in the car with me, but that kind of fell to shit because as soon as they get to the pizza, I want to go in with Mom, you know, so everybody bails out except for me.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and they all got to get buckled back in. And so they're like, okay, well, I'm going to take you to the movie store. And then I'm going to get gas, and I'll come pick you back up, because then by the time you'll have picked out a movie or whatever the hell you're going to do, right?
Okay.
So I, at the movie store again, I want to go with Mom. Everybody bails out, except for me. So I go to get gas, you know, and I'm alone, you know, taking my time. I figure I'll give them some time to watch, see the movie. So then, to find a movie. So I pull up in front of the movie store. I'm just sitting in the car waiting for them to come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, you know, I can see through the window. You know, it's a big glass, front glass window. I don't see them in there anywhere. I'm like, oh, maybe they're toward the back or something, you know. Then my phone starts buzzing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's my wife, and I pick up the phone. I go, hello. And she's like, where are you at? I said, well, I'm sitting out in front of the movie store.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you are? I go, yeah. She goes, well, we're stuck in the bathroom.
What?
I go, what? She goes, we're stuck in the bathroom of the movie store. I can't get the door open.
Wait, wasn't this a James Brolin movie like 30 years ago or something?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So there, I'm like...
Your wife is locked in the shitter with two kids?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, continue. Yeah, it's getting good now. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I had to do the setup and then he was scurrying around. So yeah, she's calling me. And so then now I got to go into the movie store. And I talked to, you know, let's just call him monkey number one behind the counter, right?
Wait, did you kind of handle this with some tact, like, you know, whisper a little bit, like...
No. I walked in, and he goes... No, it wasn't a big dick. I walk in, and they go, oh, hi, welcome to the movie store or whatever. And he's like, can I help you? And I go, there was a woman with two children that just went into the bathroom a few minutes ago. He's like, yeah? I go, that's my wife. She called me out in the car, said she stuck in there. He's like, what?
She dropped a deuce in there, and it's overrunning, and now
she's stuck in the bathroom. Yeah. And he's like,
oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. And so he takes off running, and I walk with him to the back of the store, and sure enough, he opens the door because the door handle evidently sticks. He's like, this door just sticks every once in a while. And, I mean, he really had to get on, you know, bear down on that thing to get a turn. He turns, and they come out. They all come out. Oh.
He wasn't the only one bearing down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, the funny thing was, this is terrible, but there was a deuce that was dropped, but my son did it. He had to go, you know. They had already checked out and everything. They were just about ready to come out, and I guess I just wasn't there yet. And he's like, I got to go potty. And so they all headed back there, and he evidently stunk the place up, and then they got stuck in there. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was the strangest. I'm like, you know, where are you at? I'm sitting out here waiting for you guys.
We're in the bathroom.
So, yeah, I think I had to go rescue them, but that was, like, the most bizarre. My kids thought it was hilarious. I thought that was the most fun. My wife was just totally embarrassed.
Let's do it again, Robbie.
Yeah. No. We got stuck in the bathroom at the movie store.
Been funny if it had been clogged too. I think
overflowing
and clogged. You're locked in.
That would be you, you know. But
that would be a nightmare.
Yeah. So no, that was the weirdness. So then we had to go pick up our pizza and then head on home. But that was a little bit weird.
Oh my gosh!
And I thought we weren't going to get the pizza because my wife went and ordered it, and then I went back in to get it. It was supposedly paid for, which I always hate that, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm here to pick up pizza for Lament, and they're like, who?
Who?
I go, Lament. Did you call this in? No, we just walked in. Oh, okay. Well, it's over here.
Oh, those people.
As if there's like a bazillion Laments in the, you know, city or something. Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
I don't think there's even another one, to be honest with you.
Here's a free movie rental next time you come in, sir. We're very sorry. Your wife got stuck in the shitter.
Got stuck in the bathroom.
Here's a free adult
evidently
rental.
our little webcam setup didn't work properly. It's supposed to stop taping and unlock the door whenever you touch the handle. This is owned by... what was his name there? Dude got in trouble for taping women in the bathroom around here, actually. Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chuck Berry got... Yeah, wait, I should qualify this without, you know... Chuck Berry's restaurant. He had a restaurant around here, and he got in trouble for taping women in the bathroom. It wasn't him, it was one of his employees. But Chuck Berry's restaurant, yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry's movie store now, evidently. So,
I thought you were a big Netflix guy, anyway.
We do that, but they wanted something and it wasn't here, so I'm not opposed to anything. I just like go with the flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't have. We wanted to get. We watched Fred Claus is the one we watched.
You didn't rent from McDonald's?
No, we didn't do Redbox either. No.
Oh, I thought that was your big hard on.
No, I just do. I said I'd go with. I could do with them all, man.
Yeah.
Equal opportunity renter. That's me.
Really? No,
you
got to
work.
Get your
you
got to
work that into your.
Something.
You got to get. You got to work in that into your next song. Yeah. He rents from anyone who's got a public bathroom.
He wants to lock his wife in.
That's right.
His kid's got diarrhea.
It's like a Dutch oven, but they call it the Dutch water closet. Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was the weird thing. That's another, you know, not particularly extremely funny, but it's very, you know.
Now you're going to make your kid hold it next time you go out somewhere. Not going.
No, I'm just like, why couldn't he crap at Pizza Hut? We were just there, you know what I mean?
I didn't have to crap at Pizza Hut.
Well, I really, yeah, exactly. But I really try, I mean, because I get so finicky in public restrooms anyway.
Yeah.
I really try not to let that, like, bleed through so that they got the same issues, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, you do have a lot of issues.
I want them to be able to relieve themselves wherever and whenever, so.
Yeah.
I try not to talk about it too much, even though I wouldn't take a crap at the video store and or Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
So, that's me, though, because Pizza Hut is scummy. The only good thing about Pizza Hut is the fact that the bathroom is so dirty, you realize that nobody's hands have touched it that's working on the pizza. You know what I mean? Nobody's in there cleaning the shitter and then fixing your hand-tossed pizza. You know what I'm saying?
It was hand-tossed.
And then the video store, I mean, you never know what goes on in a video store bathroom. Trust me.
Yeah.
I worked at a video store a long time ago, and...
Got a glory hole back
there. Well, I used to throw up in the bathroom because I was all hungover, but that's all.
What? Oh, your Rod Stewart days, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, thanks, Rod Stewart, thanks.
Back in the glory
hole. We're going to go way long here, but I used to work at a video store that used to be an old taco place, and not like a Taco Bell taco place, like your, Gringo kind of taco place. And it was converted into a video store, and so they had, like, everything looked kind of, you know, Mexican-themed. But so they had the bathrooms there, the bathrooms, and so the people would just, you know, constantly coming in to use the bathroom because it was just like a fast food place, but it was a
video store.
So yeah, it was just bad.
Nice.
I never had to clean the bathroom, to be honest with you, so I don't know. I don't know who was doing it, but it certainly wasn't me. I worked there for 3 years, so.
You weren't the jizz mopper.
No, And we did have the adult section, so.
Yeah.
We did rent out the adult movies, unlike most video stores today, which don't. Mm. Which I find to be highly suspicious, if you ask me.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, with the advent of the internet, people really can get their porn other ways, so.
Amen.
What about the poor people who don't have computers and are computer illiterate? Where do they get their porn now, you know?
Shadow puppetry.
I don't know. I'm just saying. But,
I don't know.
We used to have a huge selection of adult entertainment. You would have been right at home in there, I'll tell you.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep, yep. So, yeah, that's the big deal, getting locked in the video store bathroom. I'm like, oh, geez, that's kind of weird. Good thing they were good sports about it, though.